Reverse mortgages can be a way for senior citizens to increase their cash flow, but they can also cause problems for their families in some cases when those seniors pass away or if they have to move out of their homes. Russ Wiles, personal finance and business reporter for the Arizona Republic, has written about this, and he joins me. And Russ, if the family of the person who got the reverse mortgage doesn't know about it or wasn't on board with that decision, what kinds of problems might that cause?
Well, I mean, that's actually a good opportunity maybe just to explain briefly what a reverse mortgage is, because it's not a conventional mortgage in the way that people think about it. You know, they get a big loan up front and then they make a payment every month. Conversely, it's a kind of the reverse situation. You're borrowing against the equity in your home, and the lender is paying you money every month or however you arrange it. So basically, it's a way to draw down your equity in your home. Now, who would do this? They're only available to people 62 and over. So they're designed for seniors. And to your point, yes, I think it's really important for seniors who might want to take out one of these loans to make sure their spouse, their beneficiaries down the road are on board, because they're going to need to deal with it at some point.
And if those family members, and you reported on some family members, didn't know about them or didn't maybe really understand what the implications were, it really can cause problems if the person who got the reverse mortgage either dies or is, you know, has to move into an assisted living facility, something like that, right?
Exactly. I mean, your mom has a house and you think you're going to inherit it one day, and you will inherit it, but you might have to pay off a loan balance because she took out a reverse mortgage. And she doesn't need to necessarily alert you to that fact, but at some point, I think it's certainly wise for her to get the kids on board, to get the beneficiaries on board.
Yeah, it sounds like this is one of those situations where the family just needs to have a conversation.
Absolutely. Of course, that's true of a lot of personal finance matters.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one in particular, and I think you alluded to a point earlier that I think is really important. These loans, reverse mortgages, they're designed for people 62 and over. If you're 60, you can't get one. You have to be 62 and over. Often people are in their 70s, and the reason they get the loans is they're starting to, you know, run out of cash, and it's hard to get a conventional loan, and it's hard to go out and work, you know, for income. But when you're getting up in advanced age, you might have some memory loss issues. You might be going to the hospital a lot. You might miss a property tax payment or something, which can trigger a delinquency.
Are there particular areas of Arizona or of the Valley that have seen a particular problem with these kinds of reverse mortgages, where family members maybe didn't know about them or had trouble paying them off or having trouble dealing with them afterwards?
Well, yeah, as you know, Arizona Republic is part of the USA Today network, and this was a USA Today project started really at the start of the year. They looked at, sorted through, it was a really big data sorting, crunching project where they looked at literally about a million mortgages and kind of whittled that down to the foreclosure problems. And they, nationally speaking, they found problems in a lot of lower-income neighborhoods, Philadelphia, Chicago. A lot of African Americans apparently had foreclosure problems. That wasn't so much the case in Arizona. In Arizona, where you saw the reverse mortgage foreclosure spike was in some of these, you know, senior communities, in particular Sun City and Sun City West, which do not have very high African American populations. But nevertheless, where there's seniors, there's a higher likelihood of getting a reverse mortgage and having some of these mortgages fall into foreclosure.
Now, what happens to the family member who was not the signer or the co-signer? I mean, if a parent, for example, gets a reverse mortgage, they pass away or they have to move into a different living situation, and the child is left paying that off, like, what happens if they can't pay it off? What happens if they don't know about it?
Well, they may have to sell the property, and that's ultimately what happens in a lot of these cases. I mean, that's what a foreclosure, you know, is designed to do. So they may not have wanted to take the house anyway. They may not have wanted to live there, but ultimately they, or, you know, the house will be sold, and they will get maybe some proceeds or not, just depending on how it is situated.
Have you found that this is a new problem? I mean, has this been going on for a little while?
Well, what's interesting about the reverse mortgage program, glad you mentioned it, is that it's only about really, really kind of came about 20 plus years ago. It's not a product that's been around since World War II. And one of the reasons it came around relatively recently is that, you know, people are living longer. a lot of people have homes, so they have equity, but they're also starting to run short of money. So that's why this sort of product became more popular. But if you recall, the last housing recession we had was really the first problem, severe problem area, and that's where, you know, a lot of these problems started to surface with reverse mortgages. We hadn't really gone through a housing downturn before that.
Are there programs available or are there people to help sort of guide seniors who are looking into maybe getting a reverse mortgage to let them know, hey, here's exactly how it works. Here's what it means for your family. Here's what it means for you.
Actually, with the main type of reverse mortgage program, which is provides a little bit of a insurance backing by the federal government, but the insurance is for to protect the lenders primarily. But in those loans, borrowers, seniors, are required to undertake a counseling session and to pass the counseling. But it's not as in-depth as you might think. They only have to get like 5 of 10 questions right. The counseling is typically done over the phone. It might run 60 to 90 minutes. It's not like they're taking a whole course or anything. And you know, they could forget about some of the provisions 7 or 8 years down the road. And the counselors often do try to get spouses and adult children on board, but it's not a requirement.
All right. That is Russ Wiles, the personal finance and business reporter for the Arizona Republic. Russ, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.